Good morning, everyone. Today is the 15th of June, 2020. And sorry I'm running a little bit late. I had a change of flat tire on one of my vehicles before it got too hot this morning. So that's why I'm running late. There's been a lot of discussion amongst Christians about the term servant. Some people often will use this scripture to say, I'm no longer a servant. It's found in John 15:15. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. So Jesus said he is, from henceforth, he calls them not servants, but he's called us friends. There's another place that says he's called us brethren. However, how should we view ourselves? Yes, we believe that we're friends of God, but we also view ourselves as a prodigal son, do we not? The prodigal son said, I will return to my father and I will say, I will be your servant. Should that not be our attitude as Christians? Paul in Romans 1:1 says that he's a servant of Jesus Christ. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. What does the word servant mean? It means to serve. Another place in the scripture says you cannot serve two masters. You're going to love the one and hate the other, or hate the one and love the other. Moses was called a servant. Hebrews 3:5, and Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. You may sometime want to do a word search on the word servant, because servant is one who is under subjection to his Lord. And so David was often called the servant of the Lord. Jesus Christ said, go and tell my servant David, thus saith the Lord. Often, David is referred to as the servant of the Lord. And David himself refers to himself as the servant of the Lord. Job was referred to by God as a servant. You know, as the Lord was talking to the devil, he says, have you considered my servant Job? But as it relates to our salvation and the liberty in our salvation, Galatians 3:28 says, there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female. You are all called one in Christ Jesus. But we as Christians should view ourselves as the servants of the Lord. You know, and there's a lot of people that don't want to refer to themselves as servants. Well, that tells me maybe they don't want to serve the Lord if they don't want to be a servant. Yes, we are not now as a servant, Philemon 1:16, but above a servant, a brother, beloved, especially to me. Well, this is speaking, of course, of the slave that Philemon met in prison. But you know, we have to keep things in a perspective. We can never view ourselves on the same level as God. That's the problem with a lot of these new Pentecostal types. They want to say, well, I'm a little God. No, you're not. God will not share His glory with anyone. And so our proper understanding of this word servant is one to serve. What did Jesus Himself do? He left the ivory palaces of heaven and became as a servant. He freely laid His life down for us. We're told in Matthew 23:11, but he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. There's nothing demeaning about being a servant. A lot of people want to take on this air about them. You know, whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be the servant of all. He chose David also his servant and took him from the sheepfolds. Psalm 78:70. He sent Moses his servant and Aaron whom he had chosen. David describes himself as a servant when he says, I am thy servant, give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord, Matthew 10:24. Paul said that, for though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. So anyway, we have to have a proper understanding of our relationship with God. And we have to take on the role of a servant. We should welcome that. You know, a lot of people don't want to be construed as being a servant of the Lord. Well, we know that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, and one of the blessings we've been given is to serve. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Luke 12:43. Yes, we're told, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Yes, we are His sons. And we are His heirs. But the prodigal son realized that he should take on the position of a servant. That's the proper position for those of us who have been chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. We should not take on an air of arrogancy or thinking we're better than other people. David, when he prayed, he said, hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am troubled. Hear me speedily. Psalm 89:3, I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto my David, my servant. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. Well, anyway, Paul described Phoebe as a servant of the church. And Timothy describes himself, Paul describes himself to Timothy as a servant of the Lord. And so I just wanted to kind of clear that up, because there's been many people that have said, I'm no longer a servant. I'm a child of God. Well, you are a child of God, but should you not take on, shouldn't you not be, has not God placed it in your heart to be his servant? Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. God describes Jesus Christ as his servant. Paul describes Epaphras as a servant of Christ. He describes himself as a servant of God in Titus 1:1. Paul, a servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ. God describes Moses as his servant. And David is his servant. And, you know, if God describes his own precious son as his servant, whom he delights, wouldn't it be proper for us to consider ourselves servants of God? Who then is faithful and wise servant? He describes Onesimus as a servant. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Written from Rome to Philemon by Onesimus, a servant. Well, I could go on and on. There's 16 pages in the Bible describing what a servant is. Good morning, Rick Vitoric. It's good to have you with us this morning. And it's good to have the rest of you with us who've joined us on the Facebook side as well. So this morning, let us think on these things. Do we consider ourselves servants of Jesus Christ? Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quiet myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. There is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets. Lo, these are the parts of his ways, but how little in a portion is heard of him. God hath called us into holiness, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. And so this morning, that's really what I've had on my mind, is this idea of servanthood. Some people have the idea, I'm here to be served. Others have the idea, I'm here to serve. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Are you only wanting to be a receiver, or are you wanting to be a giver? Where is the most blessing obtained from? Receiving or giving? When Jesus Christ did his first miracle, what was his first miracle? Turning the water into wine. Jesus was a giver. He said, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor, and they bear it. And what happened? The new wine was better than the old wine. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. James says, show me your faith by your works. Oftentimes we don't understand that even confessing Jesus Christ before men is our good works, manifested in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. He said, if you will confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father which is in heaven. We are servants of God. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. He says, the gospel which I preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. God reveals his Son in all of his elect. And he puts it in their hearts to be servants. To be servants and not lords. A lot of people want power, secular power. They'll do anything to hold on to their power, whether it's Donald Trump or Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton. But we have not been one of those who are interested in secular power. We're interested in having a relationship with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who loved us and gave himself for us. We should be crying out to God daily for mercy and grace, realizing we are living amongst those who are full of rage and hate. What evil abounds in the souls of men? We cry out for mercy and grace for God to protect us from all of this sin. Have mercy on me, O God, my Savior, should be our daily cry. Let not the evil one overtake one such as I. Daily mercy and grace God's children need each day until the evil one is taken out of the way. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. And let us realize that we are servants of the King, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God bless.